You're listening to EcoShock Radio for the world.
I'm Alex Smith. Get it all at our website, ecoshock.org.
You are listening to the Radio EcoShock Special on the California Drought 2014. I'm Alex Smith. I wanted to get you some reporting from right on the ground in Southern California. Acting on a tip from a Radio EcoShock listener, we've reached David Schroeder. He's a water conservation specialist with the Chino Basin Water District. That's based in Montclair, California, right on the edge of one of America's biggest cities, Los Angeles. David, welcome to Radio EcoShock.
Thank you very much, Alex.
How bad is the drought in your area?
Well, it's as the radio and newspaper and television spots are telling us, it's getting pretty bad. They inform us of the reservoir situations. In fact, all throughout California, especially emphasizing the farmers and the, of course, the suburban use. And so it's starting to hit home to a lot of people here.
How are local people feeling about this lack of rain for months on end, even in what is supposed to be the rainy season?
You know, here at the Chino Basin Water Conservation District, we have a very active education program for residential landscaping, and we have been getting flooded with attendance for our landscape classes, emphasizing sustainable landscape palettes, drought-tolerant plant materials with appropriate irrigation systems. So it's starting to hit home to the local residents within our area.
I'm hoping that we might eventually see the end of lawns. They have been kind of a curse on America, in my opinion.
Yes, absolutely. When we do present our classes, we try to emphasize if the gardener is the only one stepping on your front lawn, it's probably time to make a change to more of a regional, area-friendly, climate-friendly, sustainable plant palette and, landscape.
Now, when I lived in Los Angeles quite a while ago, there used to be some snowy mountains around there in the winter. Is there snowpack in those mountains this year?
No. I live up in our local mountains, and there is no snow. We haven't had any significant snowfall up there. You know, the mountains have been white for one or two days, and then after that, it has been gone because it's been followed by higher temperatures and just very little snow precipitation up in our local mountains.
So where does the water for Los Angeles come from?
Well, there's several places where it does come from. Of course, the Sacramento Delta. And you have essentially 80% of the water coming from the Delta, and 75% of that use is in Southern California. Then you have the Colorado River system. You have the L.A. Aqueduct from the Eastern Sierra. And then you have two others is local groundwater. And now we're getting more involved with the recycled water.
I want to talk to you more about that in a minute, but at first I want to get at the, what might be the causes for this drought. I've heard everything from changes of winds, ocean currents, ocean temperatures, depletion of groundwater, climate change, natural cycles, possible relationships to El Nino or La Nina, overbuilding of water-hungry suburbs. It's a long, long list. What are you thinking may be the major force behind this California drought?
It definitely climate change. A lot of variables, that are being suggested that do affect it. But I believe it's just based on what I've been reading with historical tree ring data and other data, that this is not unusual, and that we should be expecting longer droughts than 3 to 5 or 7 years, that, sometimes droughts that last decades or even longer.
I've even seen stories where experts have said that there have been droughts in that part of the world that have lasted 100 years or hundreds of years.
Absolutely. One of the, since we've been taking rainfall records back to 1850, beyond that, it's all scientific data. And they believe that back in 1580, it was one of the driest periods that California experienced. And there were a series of mega droughts, above that.
So if this drought goes on for years or decades, would places like L.A. and San Diego need to ration water?
I don't know about rationing, but they certainly will have to rethink their water use practices, especially with landscapes. You mentioned this earlier with the big use of turf, water-thirsty turf, and other plants that just aren't suited for our semi-arid landscape. And now we have a drought with a lot more homes.
Well, yes. I mean, the population of Los Angeles has grown dramatically over the last few decades. That's got to be a factor.
Yes, it is. And actually, you know, Los Angeles has been doing quite well with all the conservation programs. And, you know, per capita use, they're about 123 gallons per day, with I think the overall per capita use in California is around 175. But Los Angeles and, you know, of course, our surrounding area has have been really pounding down the water conservation message with all the different retrofits you could do for water conservation.
Well, what are some of those retrofits?
Toilets, low flush toilets, the waterless urinals, of course the shower heads and faucets. Those are some of the main ones where you could get the, you know, the inside water use conservation factor to be very effective. But then now everybody's directing where can you save the most water, and that would be out in a landscape. About 60% of a household use of their water is in the landscape, and most of that 60% is within a turf grass.
Yeah, I've seen some figures that about 80% of the water that California uses is for agriculture. So, you know, just changing our shower heads isn't going to fix that problem.
No, 80% of the developed water in the state of California is used by ag. And with less water deliveries, they're going to depend more on groundwater reserves. And those are, you know, the depletion of groundwater is accelerating exponentially throughout the state, if not the country.
And I don't quite understand the water system there. We've talked about the federal system, but there's also a state water system, and they are cutting back as well. Could you talk to us a little bit about that?
Well, on the state water system, you have water deliveries basically from the Sacramento Delta. 80% of California depends on that. And so they've been cutting back because there's water quality issues within the Delta. There's the environmental with the smelt. On that, and basically it's an indicator fish, like the canary in the mine, and so you have that statewide, and then you have also the Colorado River Agreement back in 1922, where it divided water between seven states, with California getting the biggest share. Back in 22, when the Colorado River was roaring high and mighty, they thought they were, you know, it was going to be okay with the allotments, but now they're actually rethinking those allotments between the seven states. And that could get very seriously politically and economically throughout this region.
And I'm thinking some of the poorest people in the state will be affected. Both local and migratory farm workers could be out of a job, too, if things don't get planted.
That's what they're saying. I mean, a tremendous loss of jobs in the ag industry because of fields going fallow. And we're talking about tens, if not hundreds of thousands of acres going fallow because of the water issues.
And I'm wondering, Dave, is your area already practicing the recycling of liquid waste like domestic sewage?
In our local area, we have the Inland Empire Utilities Agency, and they have recycled watering plants, and they do recycle the solid waste into a compost material. They mix it and make it available through retail and wholesale sales. And then also a tremendous amount of recycled water being sold and distributed throughout this area.
So what is the talk in the water conservation community? You know, what are some of the discussions that are going on now that the heat is really on?
I think especially with new development, dual metering installations where you would have not only a potable water meter into a residence, but also a recycled water for landscape use. And, you know, that takes money, and that's just for new development. Now, what they could do is start making more money available to retrofit existing residential homes to use reclaimed or recycled water.
So how would that work? I mean, do we have to lay a whole new system of pipes?
It would actually be running, yes, some new infrastructure. In fact, recently, within the last 7 years here at our facility, where we own and maintain a park and a demonstration garden, it was retrofitted with a recycled water pipeline, and it delivers that water for irrigation at actually a 25% discount as opposed to potable water.
Is there anything else you can tell us about how we can face this problem if it keeps going on?
Well, I think we have to really educate people and make them and believe in the water conservation. You know, so many few years back, it was the same toilet to tap, and people were just so opposed to that. It just wasn't very appetizing. So I think education with reuse of water, and then just being able to rethink their landscapes and then realize that, you know, the food we grow is the food we need, and then we need to grow the right crops.
This is Radio EcoShock. I'm Alex Smith. We've been talking about the big drought with water conservationist David Schroeder with his boots on the ground in Montclair, California. David, thank you for filling us in.
You're welcome.
Check out the Radio EcoShock website. We're at ecoshock.org.